If you have your Bible, turn with me, Joshua chapter 14, starting with verse 12. It said, "Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how that the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be that the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. The mountain climber. This is Father's Day, and I do want to challenge the men that are in our service this morning to be mountain climbers, be individuals that dare to be different and have the testimony that we wholly follow the Lord. The Spanish sailors had a motto, "Ne plus ultra," which simply meant no more beyond. And they believed at this time that the world was flat, and that when you went through the Pillars of Hercules, that you could go only so far and you would sail off the earth and you'd be gone. But we know that even though they were satisfied with what they had and they did not look out to do different or be better, they were satisfied. But along came a man by the name of Christopher Columbus that set sail out the Straits of Magellan. And he went in search of a new land. And we know that he found America in 1492. Now, the Israelites had been in the promised land for years, but they had not completely conquered the land. And so it says in Joshua 13, verse 1, "There remains very much land to be possessed," that they were supposed to have possessed it a long time ago. And one of the reasons why they're still having trouble in the Middle East today is because they did not obey what God told them to do. And they'll continue to have that same problem until the Lord says it's enough. So Joshua said in chapter 18, verse 3, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?" Now, we know that they were neglectful and they gave partial obedience to the Lord. But we also find today that many Christians, and yes, even churches, are living beneath their privileges and neglecting to go and possess all that God has promised us. Brethren, we are a blessed people. You look as you drive up and down the highways of our fair city, and you see nice homes, nice automobiles. Folks wear good clothes. You go to a restaurant, you can't hardly get in anymore. Nobody cooks, you know. Sorry about that. I'm teasing. But you know, you almost have to have a reservation to get a spot in a restaurant. People are affluent and they are blessed. All too many have become satisfied and complacent, and they are growing tired of fighting. So we decide that what we're going to do is just live in peaceful coexistence with the enemy. And that's really what Israel did. They decided that we've fought long enough. We've battled ever since we've been here. It's time for a rest. And they sit down. Now, one of the big problems in America today is the church has decided as a whole, it's time for a rest. And we deserve to sit down and let somebody else do it. And so we say, ne plus ultra, no more beyond. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for examples. You remember, because of unbelief, they had to go back and wander out in the wilderness for 40 more years until every one of them, 20 years of age and older, were dead and gone. But there were two, Joshua and Caleb, that God found faithful. And so he said, now all of this has been given to us as an example. Now, what are examples for? It's to help us to grow in grace and in knowledge and be what God wants us to be. See the pitfalls that others have and don't go on that path. We journey towards a promised land, dads. We're not there yet. This is not it. Praise God, I'm glad to say this is not it. There's something far better on the other side, and we're on a journey. And we're taking our family with us. We're wrapping our arms around our family, and we're leading them in the paths of righteousness. God has charged every husband and man and father with that responsibility. There is more beyond. We sing the song on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy lands where my possessions lie. A lot of times we don't forge ahead like we ought to. By our actions and our attitudes, we kind of act like there's no more beyond. I'm telling you, life is thrilling out there when you're serving God. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. What a joy that it is to be a Christian and a Christian dad, to lead you home in the paths of righteousness. Some still live in Egypt this morning with this bondage. In their desire to avoid trouble and peril on the journey, they dishonor God. He made it quite plain unto all that the blessings of God can only be inherited by faith and obedience. Now, you remember the story when the 12 spies, Joshua and Caleb and the other 10, went out into that promised land. And remember, they came back in and they brought two reports. Now, it tells you that the majority is not always right. The world's crowd and they're the majority are going down the wrong road, the broad road that leads to destruction. But the narrow road is the one that we're to travel. And so they went out and they searched the land and they looked out and saw that it was exactly what God had promised. There was all kinds of fruit, grapes, just big clusters. I mean, everything. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. But they said, there are giants out there. There are giants in the land. They're 8-9 feet tall. They're mean looking. They're giants out there. We can't do it. We can't go and possess the land. But then there was Joshua and Caleb, and they went into the same place that the 10 went. And they looked around and they ascertained that it was truly a land flowing with milk and honey. And they looked and they saw those big old giants over there and they said, they're mean looking, they're ugly. But with God's help and blessing, we can whip them. You know, I'm convinced there's no giant out there that you can't whip. If you go in the power of God, you can go and whip the giants. They can be mean, they can be ugly, they can be all of that, but with God's help and power, omnipotent power, we can whip the giants. Well, we know the story, how that the ten persuaded the crowd, the multitude, the people, we can't do it. And so God said, all right, if that's what you want, I'll send you back out into that desert and you'll wander there for 40 long years and you'll do it until all of you 20 years of age and older are dead and gone. Those 20 years of age and younger can go into the promised land. But he said this, but of Caleb, God said, because he has another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereof he went. Reminds me of Abraham that staggered not at the promises of God. Whatever God promises, Caleb said he can deliver. Whatever God says, if he says he's coming back, you mark it down. Put it in the bank. It's for real. He's coming back. Caleb didn't rebel against Moses. He didn't grumble. He was not skeptical. He was not unbelieving. He did not yearn for the days of Egypt with the onions, the leeks, and the garlics. He was one that just believed God. And that was sufficient to keep him continuing on the journey. After 40 years of waiting, the time came when God says you can go into the land. Moses was dead. The people 20 years of age and older were dead. It was a new group. And God said, with this group, I'm going to lead them into the promised land. But there were two others of that over 20 group. That was Joshua and Caleb. They had been pulled back by the crowd for 40 years. And now it came time to divide up the inheritance. And God said to Caleb, I'm going to give you this land. Now it was the land where the giants were, the sons of Anak were. It was a mountain. And he said, I'm ready to climb that mountain. He said, I'm just as strong and mighty as I was when they sent me out into the land to spy out the land when I was 40 years of age. And he was 85. I want to tell you, he was quite a man. Because I don't know that I could say that this morning. But in God's power, there's nothing we can't do. Now, he knew that he was not going to go and fight those giants by himself. He knew that God was going to go with him in every step of the way. He was going to have God's omnipotent power behind him. You know, it reminds me of the fact that he had this testimony that he wholly followed the Lord. That's how everybody knew him. Everybody knew Caleb. He wholly follows the Lord. That is, he was completely obedient to God. He did what God said to do. You don't find many men like that, that totally commit themselves to obedience to God's word. But he did. He wanted all that God had promised. And he said, Lord, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. There's some mountains in all of our lives. We've got family members. We've got friends. We've got folks around us that need the Lord. God, give us that mountain that will allow us to go and be the witness to them that we ought to be. God help us. Well, I don't know how many of us will live to be 85 years of age. But when I come to the even tide of life, I want to know that I have a faith in the living God, a faith like Caleb's, a faith that says I want him to be my all in all. I want him to delight in me. Don't you want God to be pleased with you? Now, he knows our name. He knows every hair on our head. He doesn't have to count too much on mine anymore. But he knows all about us, doesn't he? And that says, God knows where you're at in life. He knows what you're going through in life right now. He understands all the difficulties. He said, I'm here to help you. I want you to lead your family in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I want to help you to do that. Amen. I want to help you. This is not a motto. He staggered not at the promises of God. You don't have to put it on the wall. You can take it to the bank because it's real. You can write it down in your book. He could have said, well, I'm 85 years of age. If there's ever come a time that a man deserves to sit down and rest a little while, enjoy the fruits of his labor, when you get 85 years of age, sit down. Kick your feet back. Get to Zephyr, you know, and turn the channels. Take control. But you know, he didn't say that, did he? He said, I'm just as strong today. He said, I'm itching for a fight. I'm ready to go and fight. They might be giants, and they might be big, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. What an attitude. He recognized the difficulty, but he also recognized God's promise. And that made the difference. Then he counted on the presence. I wonder how many times we have tried to do the will of God without the presence of God. Tried to serve, to satisfy, and to save without his presence. You can't do it. I can't do it. Nobody can. We depend on his presence. And I can tell you, he is in this place this morning. He is here. He is here. Praise God. He is here. If God be with me, then I know that victory is assured. A story of John Patton. He was a missionary to the New Hebrides Islands, and he'd built a little hut there where he was going to spend his first night. And he said, there were some cannibals camped around me, and they started singing. They not only were singing songs, but they were also dancing around the hut. And he started praying, realizing that if I make it through the night, I'll be very blessed of God. He knew they wanted to kill him. He kept on praying all night long, didn't sleep a wink. They kept dancing and hollering and chanting as they went around and around in a circle around his hut. But morning time came, he was still alive. He said, 3 years later, I met the chief of that tribe. And he said, I was curious, and I asked him, why didn't you kill me that night? I just knew you would. He said, because there was an army dressed in white on top of your hut. The chief had become a Christian through the testimony of that missionary. I'm here to tell you, we can make a difference. Every one of us. Dads, I challenge you to be the head of your home, make a difference in your home. I challenge you to make a difference in your family. I challenge you to be the man God wants you to be. Be like Caleb. What a challenge. 85 years of age, he's still itching for a fight for God. Give me this mountain. Will you bow with me for prayer?